You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This morning we have a passage from Jeremiah 23, and we continue our passages that have to do with predictions of the coming of the Lord in the Old Testament, here in the prophets. We've got verses 5 through 8. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land." Kind of strikingly here in the midst of this book of the prophet Jeremiah, we've got this prediction of the coming Messiah. And in fact, if you look ahead to chapter 33, you'll see a paraphrase of the very same prophetic promise. What does it say? "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David." David, of course, is the one who received the promise of the Messiah, that David himself would be the father, in a sense, of one who would come, that the Messiah is David and the son of David. And so raising up for David, what? A righteous branch. This word branch, there are several words in the Hebrew for sprout, sprig, branch, these sorts of words. This is one of them. And the idea here, which is expressed even more fully at the beginning of Isaiah 11, is that David is, in a sense, that the line of kings has been cut off like a tree hacked off at its base. But the Lord will not have that line die. The tree will not just wither and die, but a sprout or a branch will come. And that branch will actually be for David the one to fulfill the promise made to David in 2 Samuel 7 and enshrined in Psalm 89, that the Lord would raise up one of his offspring and would have him reign in his stead. So it's a promise of the coming Messiah. This is properly a messianic prediction. And what are his qualities? "He shall reign as king, deal wisely, and execute justice and righteousness." This is just the qualities of the earthly king that reflect the Lord's own qualities: wisdom, justice, and righteousness. And the result will be that both northern and southern kingdoms will be delivered. Judah will be saved, Israel will dwell securely, and his name will be the Lord our righteousness. So all this is an important prediction of the coming of the Lord. But it's what comes next that's quite interesting, the second part of the passage. What the prophet says is, you'll no longer just say, "Blessed be the Lord who took us up out of Egypt." That's the great story of salvation of the people, to deliver them from a foreign land and bring them back to their own land. Instead, you will say, or in addition, you will say, "Blessed be the Lord who took," in this case, "the northern kingdom, Israel, from her exile and brought her back." Of course, when Jeremiah is prophesying, the northern kingdom has already been wiped out and dispersed. Israel, the northern kingdom, was taken by Assyria to the north and dispersed. And so there's a promise here of another return. I would just say for applying us, not only does this help us see the Lord's purpose in the scriptures to bring his Messiah, the righteous branch, into the world, which is what we will celebrate in the Feast of the Incarnation, but there's also a story of redemption here. The Lord has redeemed us. He's chosen not just to bring Judah and the northern kingdom, but he's brought the Gentiles, and there are we caught up in it, back into the land, the place of dwelling with God. He's brought us personally from where we were in our exile and brought us back to himself. So as we look to the Lord and his coming, Let's also look to the story of our own deliverance, that the Lord has brought us out of exile and won for us a place in the land.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.